Good afternoon, Rangel. It is 4:48 and April 28th. This is your 4:48 update, and I'm your mayor, Steve Prasunka. Lisa isn't going to be joining us tonight, but she's getting ready for our assembly meeting that will be happening at 6 p.m. So I'm going to be flying solo on this one, and I'm just going to start out with how pleased we are with the fact that the state's been able to loosen up things a little bit further with businesses. And we're able to have a few more businesses open up and make the choice to open up. So that's fantastic. And I'm very pleased with the task force that's looking at the reopening of Wrangell's economy. And they're doing a great job and coming up with some fantastic ideas. They shared today, I was able to see the poster that they're creating to help encourage people as you enter a business to remember to mask up and be cautious as you're working in the shopping in the business, so as we don't have any infections going on. But they're doing a great job, and they're taking a look at all of the different elements of getting Wrangell's economy opened up and moving forward. So really appreciate Assemblymember DeLong heading that up, and staff member Carol Rushmore being a part of that, and the other members of that task force. So great job. And keep an eye out for various initiatives that they're going to be putting forth as we go forward. I wanted to talk today a little bit about the community's responsibility with the opening up of businesses and sort of the loosening of some of the rules that we've been living under. It's important that if we want to keep progressing forward, that we keep our curve as flat as we can. And that doesn't mean no cases. I think that's important to remember. We know that eventually there is going to be some cases here, and we're prepared for that. But the issue is going to be that if we have so many cases that our healthcare system becomes overwhelmed. And it wouldn't take a lot to overwhelm us, but we think it's manageable to have some of the things going on that we have with businesses opening up, as long as we keep the number of cases low. So to that end, I really would like to see us all concentrate on doing our part to keep the community safe. And that's pretty simple. It comes down to, number one, when you go into a business or you're out in the community and you're near other people, please remember to wear your mask. I cannot stress the importance of that enough, because it's the one thing you can do as an individual to prevent yourself, if you're an asymptomatic carrier, to prevent yourself from spreading the virus to others. And it's important that everybody around you is also wearing a mask. That's part of the social contract on this thing, is I wear a mask, you wear a mask. And for our businesses, it's really important that all of your employees wear a mask, because if your employees pass the virus on to your customers, then again, we are looking at a situation where we might get to a point where we have to look at curbing some of the openings and some of the economic activities, because we get in trouble with our healthcare system. So the number one thing that we can all do is to wear a mask. And number two is, of course, remembering to wash our hands and basic hygiene, wiping down your cart with the provided wipes, using the hand sanitizer when it's available. And employers, remember, your staff need to be doing the same thing, hand sani in between customers and making sure they're wiping down their workstations and keeping the place as clean as possible. And if we all do that, and again, I have no illusion that we're not going to eventually have some cases here. We are going to. If we don't, I would be super thrilled, but I'm not going to be surprised when we have our first case. I'm certainly not going to panic, but 1, 2, 3 cases is not going to overwhelm us. But if we have more cases than that, then we have to start taking a look at everything very carefully. So with things like the processor getting ready to start up and run, and fisheries gearing up to get going on their openers, we all need to do what we can to make sure that we can stay vibrant and healthy and moving forward. So again, thanks, Wrangell. We really appreciate everything that everybody has done so far to keep our curve not just flat, but a straight line, which is fantastic news. And we'll be looking forward to the future, to being able to manage this the best that we can with the help of the state and the community. So we will have another update tomorrow at 4:48 KSTK. And tonight we have our assembly meeting at 6 p.m. Tune in on KSTK to hear that. And we'll talk again soon. Have a good night, Wrangell.